Let's review our key concepts that we're going to work on throughout this physiology course. And we really have three of them that I want to keep stressing. And they'll keep coming up every time we look at a different system. And the three key concepts are homeostasis. Remember, that's what allows you to regulate your extracellular fluid. And if you look after your extracellular fluid, then the cells will maintain the intracellular fluid. And the cells are super, super important. Our second key concept really involved the cell membrane. We said we've got all those different cells in the body, and most physiology is happening at the cell membrane. It's going to allow your cells to interact with all the other cells in the body, make sure you're functioning correctly. And the third key concept are the proteins, which are used in just about every physiological process which takes place in the body. And in particular, the proteins which are embedded in the cell membrane. Remember, they're complex molecules. They're very small in real terms, but physiologically we consider them large, complex, and they are going to allow your body to react, different cells to react with one another. Nothing really takes place physiologically without the use of proteins. So our three key concepts again: homeostasis, cell membrane, and proteins, whether they're embedded in the cell membrane or not. So now that allows us to move on and look at transport across the cell membrane.